The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our sitting. I'm happy to be back and happy to hear the appreciation of the other teachers who taught here while I was away, so that was nice. Matthew and Andrea. So, in the sitting today, I want to emphasize a three-letter word, and that is the word now. And if you want to add a letter so it's a little more sophisticated, you can add the K in front so that it's know now, the now that's to be known. And the task in meditation, mindfulness meditation, is to have greater confidence in now that in confidence in the present and the past, or in fantasy and commentary, abstract thinking, to have confidence that being present, presencing now, is valuable. It's not a dismissal or a rejection of past and future, but if we're going to be involved in the past and the future, to know that we're doing so now. To always know what is happening and unfolding now as the foundation for our life. And that life just kind of unfolds so much more beautifully and remarkably and wisely when we are centered here and now with what's unfolding. What is the flowing, what is arising, what is passing, what is occurring now. So in this sitting today, you might, if you'd like, to use the word now as a little, not exactly a mantra, but as a guide, as a support, as a reminder, and just periodically say now. You might even say it at some point in the cycle of breathing, beginning of the inhales, beginning of the exhales, the end of the exhale, just anywhere it feels comfortable, very relaxed and easy, but this regular reminder to be awake, to be present for now, the experience of now, with the idea that we're developing greater confidence in our ability to be present now, or we're learning that we actually have more confidence in other things, or the mind has more confidence in distraction or the hindrances or conversations in one's head or thinking about the past or planning the future. And then is it really to your best interest in meditation to have confidence in these other things? And can you lovingly shift your attention, shift your confidence, your trust to now, to being with what is now, presencing what is now? So, assuming a posture for meditation that's appropriate for you, with a guideline that it's a posture that helps you both to relax and to remain alert, so you don't drift off in sleep or sleepiness. And if it's nice for you, you can gently close your eyes. If you keep your eyes open because it feels better, you might want to have your eyes cast downwards towards the floor and about 45 degrees. And whether the eyes are open or closed, to see if you can relax the eyes, as if the eyeballs can rest in the sockets, as if the eyes are no longer searching, scanning the external world, looking outward, but rather resting backwards, settling down. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Filling the rib cage as you inhale. Relaxing as you exhale. Allowing a settling in your body as you exhale. And then letting your breathing breathe normally. And relax your body on the exhale. Maybe the whole body can release, relax. As you exhale, settling into the place where you're meditating. As you exhale, relaxing the face. Sometimes relaxing the face, it can be a relaxing of our thinking. A tense face is almost like squeezing the thoughts, energizing thinking. And relaxing around the face, the jaw, the forehead, also maybe allows a calming of the thinking mind. And the same with the shoulders. And the exhale, softening the shoulders. Letting the thinking mind become calm. And softening the belly, releasing the belly into now, here. And perhaps there's some way you can relax the thinking mind or any physical tension associated with the thinking mind. If we're thinking a lot, there's a kind of disassociation that happens with the body, a separation from that which is able to settle in the heart. And if it's comfortable for you, settle into the experience of the body breathing. And wherever you feel your breathing in your body, the sensations of the body breathing, at the edges of them, can you relax more? Can you soften? And as you sit here, if it's nice for you, you can periodically say the word now, maybe with an inner voice that is calm and confident, so that you bring your confidence into the practice of being present to now. Maybe nothing needs to be different than what it is, except knowing more fully that whatever is happening now. Thinking is happening now. Feeling is happening now. Sensations are happening now. Now, and a reason to be present for now is that each unique moment, each now, is only here for brief moments. remembering to be here and now, especially the now, as a recognizing, being with what is occurring now. as we come to the end of this sitting, to consider that now, the present moment, is the location for love, for care, for kindness, goodwill, all these wonderful qualities of generous qualities of care and friendship. They are motivations, feelings, attitudes that, when felt and known, are occurring in the present moment. And as we come to the end of the sitting, perhaps you can bring your attention to the place within that you associate with goodwill, compassion, kindness. And center yourself there. As you exhale, relax into that location, even if you don't feel it right now. The place that seems to be activated, energized, when there is love and kindness, goodwill. Breathe through that place. Breathe with it. And knowing you're doing so from the present moment, reflect on what encounters with others you might have on this day, or if it's evening for you, tomorrow. And consider, look upon the people that you might encounter, known and unknown, strangers and friends, people you'll communicate with through technology, people you might talk to on the phone or meet with, and gaze upon them kindly. Gaze upon them with calm sense of love or goodwill, friendliness. And consider how, in a way that has integrity for you, seems appropriate for you, how you might live this day with greater care and kindness for the people you'll encounter. Consider ways you can offer more care, or do things that improves the lives of others, even without them knowing that you're doing it, maybe. Simple ways of supporting others. And may it be that this meditation practice we do, and practice of the mindfulness we develop, may it be as a support for us to live in this world, to make this world a better place for others. Even in the smallest details, can we contribute to the welfare and happiness, well-being of others? May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings be free, free of oppression and hostility, free of suffering and despair and stress. May all beings discover what it's like to have a heart that is at peace.